Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Army's first transgender officer and his wife, a Maryland doctor, were indicted on conspiracy charges Wednesday for allegedly attempting to transfer confidential military medical information to Russia. The Department of Justice announced an 8-count indictment. It was unsealed Thursday against Major Jamie Lee Henry and anesthesiologist Anna Gabrielian. A revived Hurricane 1 Ian, with its sights set on South Carolina's coast Friday and the historic city of Charleston. Forecasters are predicting a storm surge and floods after the megastorm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think that there's going to be issues with being on some of those islands because they're not going to have services like we expect for quite some time given the limitations of transportation. But nevertheless, that's a sign that some of the folks who did ride it out are stabilized in their home.
All of South Carolina's coast is under a hurricane warning. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida has extended the timeline for the review of documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, delaying the fight over whether any materials are privileged by another 2 weeks. 11,000 documents are at issue. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary now has until December 16th to complete the work. Russia pounded Ukrainian cities with missiles, rockets, and suicide drones, with one strike reported to have killed 25 people, as it moved Friday to get more seized Ukrainian territory into Russia itself under the protection of its nuclear weapons. The James Webb and Hubble telescopes on Thursday revealed their first images of DART deliberately smashing into an asteroid in an attempt to divert its trajectory. Astronomers indicated that the impact looks to have been much greater than expected. Did it work? The data is still coming in. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Illegal immigrants held by U.S. authorities at a detention center in rural New Mexico say they've endured retaliation rather than aid after reporting unsanitary conditions. A public letter signed this week by at least a dozen of the people entering the United States illegally say the Torrance County Detention Facility has broken plumbing, insect infestations, insufficient access to medical care, and rationed bottles of drinking water. The facility is privately operated by Core Civic. One outspoken GOP lawmaker is having troubles at home.
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband has filed for divorce from the conservative firebrand. She confirmed this on Wednesday. Marriage is a wonderful thing, and I'm a firm believer in it, Greene said. Our society is formed by a husband and wife creating a family to nurture and protect. Together, Perry and I formed our family and raised 3 great kids. He gave me the best job title you can ever earn, Mom. I'll always be grateful for how great of a dad he is to our children, she added. The Georgia House Representative's husband, Perry Green, filed for divorce Tuesday after 27 years of marriage, according to court documents. The two were married in August of 1995 while Green was still a student at the University of Georgia. They have three adult children together. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Don't mind all the jaw-popping today, as it is National Chewing Gum Day. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, does the truth matter anymore? I mean, we've been doing this for a number of years. We continue to point out beyond discrepancies, I mean, just flat-out lies that are coming out. It's no wonder America is confused. No wonder that you look at the obvious right now in terms of the current leadership of our government. I mean, you've got a vice president who doesn't know the difference between North and South Korea. And, I mean, it's just an administration of gaffes. A president who's looking for a dead congresswoman that has passed away a month earlier. This is beyond incredulous, ladies and gentlemen. And thank God we have people like Chris Farrell and Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch who are looking out for us and continuing to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for JW, is with us now. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I mean, I say fine because as you may know, I'm in Florida and I'm on the east side. We were able to avoid, by the grace of God, a lot of the devastation where we were at. We're just above West Palm. We dealt with some, you know, tropical winds, some tornadoes here and there, but nothing like, you know, our brothers and sisters on the other side, on the Gulf there, on the Gulf side of Florida. Devastation.
Horrendous to watch, and my best wishes, prayers go out to everyone who's been affected. It's not anything remotely like what folks have suffered over on the Gulf Coast, but this week, Jewish Watch, actually we had an event in Miami that we had to cancel just out of an abundance of caution, because we saw this storm looming down, and really nobody's ever really sure which way it's going to break, you know, east or west or anything else. But that's a minor inconvenience for us compared to the devastating effects of folks along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, and the thing that's hard to imagine, and I've been in Florida now for 14 years, this has been the worst of what I've witnessed. And each time we've been fortunate enough where we've not had a direct hit in the east where I live and where offices are located. So we've been fortunate in that way, but to see the devastation and just the danger of this of Hurricane Ian, because it covered, for all intents and purposes, it covered the entire state of Florida.
Even if you weren't in the direct path, let's say you're 200 miles away, you're still getting, 50, 80 mile an hour gusts, which can tear up trees and flip, roofs off the buildings. And it's just, a lot of people don't realize the incredible force and impact of hurricanes. And I've grown up with them my entire life, and
You have? Okay.
Yeah, it's
see, I grew up, I was on the West Coast in California. I keep telling the audience, I said, you know, we grew up with earthquakes. Earthquakes had like about a 2.5 day cycle, right? But here in the East with hurricanes, they go on for 10 days. They go on for 10 days, though. Every 15 minutes, there's this new news cycle about the hurricanes. Yeah. And I'm thinking, hey, don't you realize we got a lot of older people here? You're going to, you know, launch some sort of massive cardiac arrest, event here, you know. But anyway, it just goes to tell you, even the rather mature Floridians here are tough-hearted, you know. They'll come back and, you know, put their piece back together. But this is a process, as you know, Chris. I mean, they're talking this could be up to a year that it will take to, you know, get things rebuilt.
Well, look at the impact of Katrina in,
yes, exactly,
in the area. Well, generally New Orleans, but obviously a lot broader than that. But look at the impact there. Destroyed businesses. I have family members who are profoundly affected by that storm, and you just don't bounce back in 20 minutes.
Right, exactly. You know, as I said in the opening, Chris, I'm so grateful for all the great work that you guys are doing on behalf of the American people to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I don't know if you've had a chance to check out Unchecked, the untold story behind Congress's botched impeachments of Donald Trump. This is quite revealing. I mean, things that you and I talked about, others talked about, you know, during the impeachment and, you know, what a mess it was. And now we're starting to look under the hood, so to speak, of the shenanigans of Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. You know, we kind of suspected this and conjectured, but now to see it in writing, and, you know, this is what is, you know, quite revealing and wearing to people, because, you know, time and again we're discovering the very things they accused Trump of doing is the very thing that they were doing, and the things that he rejected. You know, I'd say the majority of the times he's been more right than wrong. He may have used the wrong language, like when he talked about, you know, his offices being bugged. You know, he said wiretapped, and I guess wiretapped is an offensive term for the FBI. I don't know why, but it gave them, you know, exception to take exception and say that, you know, the president didn't know what he was talking about when that wasn't necessarily true.
Yeah, I mean, that is a perfect example to use. And, you know, part of this, frankly, people don't believe me on this, but take it from a native-born New Yorker. Trump's older than me, but not by a lot. I mean, a decade. But, look, there's a shorthand manner of speaking in New York that the rest of the country doesn't necessarily always grab. It's kind of a glib, quick kind of manner of speaking that it's like a New York Post headline. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a manner of speaking. And when Trump said Obama wiretapped me, he's absolutely correct. Now, that isn't the smoothest, most articulate way of expressing what was done and how it was done and who did what to who when. But the essence of that statement is 100% correct. Now, all the little pointy-headed technocrats in Washington, D.C. will run around screaming that that's an inaccurate statement. But the essence of what that conveys is 100% true. And these people like Schiff and Pelosi, who are serial liars, who have manipulated the public, lied to them for as long as they have, and their little underling Gestapo agents in the FBI, you know, they facilitated all this. It was a slow-motion coup. And we're still feeling the effects of it right now.
Chris, are you sensing that the American people are starting to realize this more and more and getting to the end of this? Because, I mean, you've got Democrats in mass leaving the party. The Democrats don't even know what to do about Hispanics, which is hysterical to me because it just demonstrates just how little they know about the Hispanic people. Hispanics are leaving en masse because they just can't relate. There's nothing there for them and hasn't been for a long time, and especially with Biden doing everything he can to attack the very foundational cultural principles of the Hispanic people. You know, family, marriage, their kids, education, security, businesses. About 40% are entrepreneurs. I mean, this is the fastest growing element of our industry is small business, and Hispanics are leading the way. And what is Joe Biden doing? He's doing everything he can to trip them up, over-regulate them, and make it more difficult. And so, like, they're supposed to go home and talk to the family, say, oh, we love Joe Biden. Are you kidding me?
Well, their hypocrisy was exposed when your governor brilliantly flew 50 Hispanics to Martha's Vineyard and dropped them off. That was the turning point in exposing their hypocrisy, because the privileged, you know, uber-left, ultra-rich, lily-white Martha's Vineyard crowd were, you know, clutching their pearls and hyperventilating.
Chris, gotta go to break.
More. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Hearing the truth of the gospel in your own language makes the message even more powerful. This is why the Tide Ministry is dedicated to sharing the good news through radio broadcasts spoken in people's native languages. For example, in India, we have 12 radio features in 11 different languages, all designed to share the gospel to those who may not have heard it. By offering so many language options, we hope to widen our reach of people tuning in to hear about Christ. In addition to the radio broadcasts, we also give listeners the option to write in and ask for brochures and pamphlets that give more information about Christ and salvation, also in their own languages. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got one of the jefes from Judicial Watch. He's the Director of Investigation and Research. Chris Farrell continues with us. Chris, Joe Biden is just, I don't know, what can you say? Many, even from Fox News, my good friend Liz Peek just calls it a hot mess. I don't know, it's one of those gifts that keeps on giving, I guess, in some respects, but you're going, hey, look, I don't want this gift anymore. I mean, this is just a disaster. And you think that as desperate as Biden is becoming, and, you know, the situation that happened in Mar-a-Lago, I mean, this isn't by accident. This is all on Joe Biden, this administration, which is so totalitarian on its face. And people, I think, are still shocked to realize that we have a government that's doing this to a former president and other conservatives. I mean, this is like what happened with the Tea Parties during the Obama regime, when they targeted Tea Parties and conservative groups and wouldn't give them tax exemption and did everything they could to kneecap the force and the political power that was being gained by the Tea Party. And Joe Biden is making it clear that it was the Tea Party yesterday. Today, it's MAGA country and anybody that wants to support Donald Trump. I mean, it makes you wonder if the next thing that Joe Biden is going to do is try to effect some sort of referendum south of the border and try and annex Mexico and Colombia and Guatemala, you know, in the same way that Putin is doing, you know, with Ukraine.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, with Obama going after the Tea Parties and using the IRS as a weapon, that was an attempt. That was really, they were setting up impediments or roadblocks to grassroots activists on the right, you know, getting organized and kind of pushing back. That was insidious because it was an attempt to really suppress speech. Biden has gone leaps and bounds beyond that. He's actually, in this infamous Philadelphia speech, he has said that half the voting electorate are criminals.
Right.
He has said that the, you know, MAGA Republicans or grassroots conservatives, they don't respect the Constitution and they don't respect the rule of law. That means they're outlaws. That means they're criminals. And what you're seeing with the Biden administration is an attempt to criminalize his political opposition. And he's not just talking about Donald Trump, right? We see it play out against Trump personally. But, you know, if you're a mom at home with kids in Iowa, you're a criminal.
Right.
Okay? If you're a small business owner, you got a landscaping firm in Florida, you're a criminal. That is where he's trying to browbeat people into submission. He's trying to make everybody kind of second guess. You know, if Trump holds a rally, you're really going to show up to it? Or maybe you'll be on a list. Maybe they'll track your cell phone. Maybe, I mean, this is an attempt to intimidate people and to suppress his political opposition. And he's using every lever of the government to do it. He's using the FBI. He's using their public affairs departments. You know, they put out a directive that every agency of the government is supposed to get involved in election security and promoting safe and secure elections. What the hell is the EPA going to be doing about elections? Well, guess what? You know, the squirrel police are going to be running around in some way actively using government resources to suppress Republicans, conservatives, MAGA activists. And that he's put the full weight of the government against his political opposition. And we haven't seen anything like this. Not even that creep FDR did anything like this.
Exactly. Well, and Chris, what you're referring to earlier in terms of weaponizing half of the country against the others, you had that situation in North Dakota where that 18-year-old young man was killed by a leftist. That's he just assumed that this kid was a Republican, a conservative Republican, and he was deserving of death. See, this is the dangerous stuff about this rhetoric that goes out there. It lights people up.
But the irony is now what you don't see are enormous mobs of conservatives trying to burn down government buildings. Not like
right.
BLM and Antifa. right? Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to look at BLM and Antifa and a couple of years' worth of violence against persons and property, and you turn a blind eye to that, but about 3 hours of an unruly mob, and that's supposed to be the greatest threat to the Republic since Pearl Harbor. I mean, it's such a dishonest load of garbage. You have this kid who gets killed by a leftist, and there's no, days of marching and burning down cities by the right. You don't see that. And while BLM and Antifa does it, they're just expressing their rage, and that's just the way it works.
Right, and you have a would-be vice president sitting there in the bail office and canceling bails and writing checks to get them out of jail, right?
And doing fundraising, right? She did fundraising videos for these people.
Unbelievable. About 4 minutes left here, Chris Farrell. JW has filed 2 FOIA lawsuits for records on the Biden raid of the Trump home. Break that down, if you would.
Sure. So first of all, we were the very first people to go into court and seek to have that search warrant affidavit unsealed. We beat even Trump's team into court to try to have that search warrant unsealed, because it's essential to understand what the justification, what the rationale was. And, these lying, dirtball, corrupt cops at the FBI, they go in and they lie to a politically compromised magistrate judge and have them sign off on something that to justify the raid on the home. Well, on the heels of that, we're using the open records law to gain access to all the other documents, records, emails, text messages, all the back and forth to the Department of Justice and the FBI to find out what was going on to set up and to act on that warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way you get there is by suing the government and forcing them to produce these records, and that's what we're pursuing.
How long does that take, Chris?
Forever, sadly. All right? It's a very, very slow process. I wish that it was instantaneous. The government is very good at being fast about record production when it's self-serving. When they want to look like they're big heroes and they're, geniuses, then they can turn records over in about 24 hours. But when it reveals their criminality and their corruption, then they drag their feet and play all kinds of little Mickey Mouse games. And they'll go in front of a judge and swear that, we can only produce 300 pages a month, and we're overwhelmed, Judge. We can't answer all these requests. And they sing a sad song. And many, 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 many of these judges, you got to remember, they're just another government attorney, but in a black robe, right? So they're always very deferential to the government. And so stuff that should take about a week ends up taking months.
Mm-hmm. We're also getting a report here that you've sued California's Secretary of State for causing YouTube to censor key election integrity video just before the 2020 election. Break that down for us. We got about a minute and a half here, Chris.
Yeah, this is another creepy story of political operatives in the California government, in Newsom's administration, coordinating and synchronizing with big tech, in this case YouTube, but they do it with all of them. And they say, hey, look, if there's something out there that we don't like, or we think it's inconvenient, or it's embarrassing, or we don't agree with their editorial opinion on something, the Newsom administration communicates with big tech and tells them, take it down. Take it off your website. They have active coordination and synchronization. The big tech firms act like the propaganda arm of Newsom and a lot of the other Democratic officials out there. And we're suing to get to that information and to document it. We already know it exists. They've admitted it. And we've gotten tons of other records on the subject, but we're just pursuing it in this case.
So what's the next step then?
We'll get the records and we'll make them public.
Make them public, and then, will there be any lawsuit any further than that that will hold them accountable for doing this?
The question is, at what point would the American public be fed up with this corruption? I mean, that's the issue. We're trying to educate the public about the operations of government.
this is where we are. And thank you, Judicial Watch, for all the great work that Chris and Tom Fenton are doing on behalf of We the People. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida has extended the timeline for the review of documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, delaying the fight over whether any materials are privileged by another 2 weeks. 11,000 documents are at issue. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary now has until December 16th to complete the work. A revived Hurricane 1 Ian set its sights on South Carolina's coast Friday and the historic city of Charleston, with forecasters predicting a storm surge and floods after the megastorm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Some of the homes were total losses. I would say the most significant damage that I saw was on Fort Myers Beach. Some of the homes were wiped out, and some of it was just concrete slabs.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. Yes, the Fox News contributor based out of Manhattan, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, doing terrific. You know, it's just too bad that we don't have anything to talk about here. Nothing happening with our country. All is well here, according to the Biden regime. We have nothing to worry about. He's got everything exactly where it needs to be, all running according to Hoyle. You know, don't worry about those gas prices. I mean, everything is measured by a little bit of an inch anymore these days anyway. So it's all meaningless, you know. So it's all going to be okay.
The whole world in its hands.
That is a scary thought in and of itself.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah, it's something, I mean, boy, we've gone from inflation, the ongoing crime problem, the border's more out of control than ever. I live in New York. We've got these people coming across the border. Imagine you're living in Honduras or Guatemala or El Salvador, or could be Somalia. You come across the border. Next thing you know, you're getting a brand new hotel room in Manhattan just off Times Square. Boy, what a jackpot. And now I turn on the TV the other night and I see that the Nord Stream pipeline has been blown up, apparently.
Exactly.
Sabotaged.
Both of them.
Three
explosions. Both lines. Both of them. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This whole, it's like living inside of a, I don't know, like a James Bond movie or maybe the outtakes of a James Bond picture or something like this.
Yeah, but this is dangerous. I mean, James Bond movie, the worst thing you can get is some bad popcorn, maybe. I mean, here you've got nuclear world powers and somebody is sabotaging these pipelines, and there's audio and video of Americans in the last 2 years, American leadership suggesting that, you know, the Nord Stream pipelines aren't going to happen and they could easily go away. So what does that mean? I mean, is this a self-indictment of something that maybe America did? And if we did, I mean, this is like seriously playing with fire here in the middle of a gas heap.
Well, it's playing with mushroom clouds, really. I mean, if in fact the U.S. detonated one of maybe the single biggest source of income for the Kremlin, if not the biggest, maybe the second biggest. I would think they'd see that as an act of war. I don't know if they'd respond
with atomic
weapons, but they would respond somehow.
What about all the greenies? I mean, because now you've got all that gas, methane gas, going up into the environment. I mean, you're talking something of a catastrophic nature.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm surprised we're not seeing AOC at all, you know, somewhere on the shore, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but I would think first thing we ought to do is have a plane or a helicopter go over the area where the gas is bubbling and, you know, throw a match on it. I mean, at least burn it so it burns on the water and we don't have that stuff going up in the atmosphere. And so I imagine that on his end, Putin can shut the taps off and at some point that'll limit the damage. But, boy, I think this completely underscores yet again how completely right Trump was in terms of opposing the Nord Stream pipeline, saying to the Germans and others in Europe, look, Putin's a thug. You can't rely on the Kremlin for energy. He's already been playing games of turning the thing off because of the Ukraine situation. And instead, why don't you rely on liquefied natural gas from your ally, the United States of America? We have tons of it in the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania. In that area, we can load it up, put it in pipelines, freeze it, put it on boats, get it over to Europe, and boom, there we go. And that's reliable, and we're going to be friendly with our allies over there. And the Germans said, no, we want to rely on the Kremlin. So they did. Now look where they are. People are talking about Europeans freezing to death this winter.
Yeah, this is a disaster, and exacerbated by these two leaks. I think there's a total of three punctures, I guess, in the pipelines, in both pipelines. And so this stuff is spewing all kinds of natural gas, no bueno. And here we are heading into a rough projected winter where people are going to freeze to death. You and I talked about this. And now the Europeans, they have no options. I mean, it's not like they can say, oh, okay, we're going to make up, you know, to Putin, and everything's going to be nice and cozy once again. They don't have that option. With those pipelines now in jeopardy, what do they go to?
Well, I suspect if they wanted to fix it, they probably could, and relatively quickly. I'm not sure quickly enough before it gets cold in the next few weeks, but I'm not an expert on pipelines necessarily, but I think you could fix them over a few months, I suppose. But what the Europeans are worrying about now is what are they going to do as an alternative, and they've been bringing back coal. Imagine that. They've been apparently the Germans turned off their nuclear power plants, so they're trying to turn them back on. What the Europeans have discovered, they're sort of the canaries in the coal mine here, is that all this green energy stuff is just a hoax. It's a fantasy. You know, it'd be a beautiful world if we could live off solar panels at night and windmills when the wind's not blowing, but that doesn't work. And now they're just discovering that they don't have the reliable, steady supply of energy they need. And so they're going back to the dirty, nasty coal and the, you know, potentially radioactive, you know, potentially Chernobyl-esque atomic plants. And so it's funny to see the Greens in Europe, where they're even greener than we are, going 180 degrees in the opposite direction. You're hearing the background
A
demonstration of New York City's crime problem. It goes on like this all the time.
Well, that's what Neil Diamond called it, a beautiful sound. I mean, you just have to get conditioned to it. It just keeps cycling and reminds you that crime is still alive and well in the streets of New York, so sadly, though.
But, it's our growth industry. You know, we need a growth industry here. And as Mayor Eric Adams said, New York City is a brand. We have a brand here, and I think the brand is called Mayhem Shoplifting, Pillage, Armed Robbery, getting beaten up on the subway. So that's our brand. And
well, maybe maybe got jealous because
right now.
Yeah, maybe he got jealous of what happened in Philadelphia there, and they're trying to get a Wawa in there in Manhattan just so that a bunch of thugs can come in and, you know, tear up the store and waste a bunch of food for no apparent reason. I mean, this is absolute craziness. But anyway, that aside, yes, all this evidence, this empirical data that's coming out of Europe, whether we're talking about fuel, whether we're talking about, you know, COVID and everything that we've learned that's just flat out being ignored by the West to our own detriment, this is absolutely absolutely insane. And this is why there needs to be such an obvious referendum from the voters for this midterm election. I mean, you know, so much so that the billboards all over Manhattan should say, "Can you hear me now?"
Exactly right. Yeah, look, we've got, what is it, about just under 7 weeks to turn this thing around. I can't imagine if the Democrats hold on to Congress and God forbid if they actually get one more vote in the Senate, they can do things like ending the filibuster, packing the Supreme Court, making Puerto Rico a state, making Washington, D.C. a state, which basically means essentially four Democrat senators for eternity, four more Democrat senators for eternity. So good luck ever having a GOP majority after that.
Mm-hmm, right.
Things could get a lot worse than they are now, which is pretty rotten already. So we've got 7 weeks to remind the voters that the Democrat Party is responsible for the inflation disaster we have, the high gas prices, the rising electricity prices, the entire loss of energy independence, the rampant crime surge, I call it the erasure of the, quote, border, unquote. It's not a real border. I put border in quotes because it's just a wide-open conveyor belt for illegal aliens, critical race theory, and the sort of sexualization of children in grade schools. Everything the Democrats touch, shall be polite here, turns to fertilizer. And people need to understand that. Go to the polls, bring your friends to the polls, knock on doors, make the phone calls, et cetera, and do the grassroots work that is necessary to defeat the Democrats and give them the dramatic and historical drubbing they need, put them back in their place, and put Republicans back in charge on Capitol Hill so we can begin to put a break on Biden and his disastrous policies and then turn things around, hopefully for a GOP victory in the White House in 2024.
You know, DeRoy, we were talking with an electorate expert here this week, and he's convinced that they've worked overtime to really, you know, shore up some of these problems. Ken Cuccinelli, that they've worked hard to, you know, really make some, you know, some changes in the voting process in a lot of these key states. And, you know, we agreed that, you know, in a sense, what happened in 2020 is on the ballot for 2024, for this midterm election, because if we haven't fixed the problem to some measurable degree and the Democrats are able to cheat like they did in 2020, heaven help us. I mean, this republic is all but gone, in my humble opinion. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there. We come back. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Deroy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. Deroy, what do you make of conservatives? And I think that what's happening also is there's been some bipartisanship involved in trying to clean up these voter rolls and do something about the clear clear cheating that went on in 2020. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, polling suggests that almost 60% of America believes that it didn't run according to Hoyle, that there was some shenanigans in 2020.
There's no question about that. You know, the left likes to say, oh, it's the big lie, Donald Trump's big lie. Look, we all saw with our own eyes the poll workers in Detroit telling the poll observers, the poll judges, get out of here, you got to leave, number one, then covering up the windows of the counting room so people could not see what was going on. I mean, literal yes, physical attack on transparency. We saw the videotape of the counting room, I think it was in Atlanta, where they sent the press and the observers home, and then as soon as they left, on video cameras, we see them pulling these boxes of ballots out from under a table and then putting them into the voting machines. We saw that's all on video. I'm not making this up. So, and then you've got all these secretaries of state who completely changed, and also judges and mayors, whatever, who changed the election laws. Only state legislatures can change election laws according to the U.S. Constitution. But you still had the secretary of state here and judge so-and-so there and governor so-and-so there, changing the days in which people could vote, adding extra days for people to send in their ballots. I think in California they had ballots being sent in something like up to 3 weeks after the election ended. In Pennsylvania they changed the time allowed for people to quote-unquote cure their ballots, fix mistakes on ballots that were sent in. That decision was made about 8:40 p.m. on election eve, unilaterally by the Secretary of State, 3 hours and 20 minutes before Election Day started.
It's right. Insanity.
So the idea that there's a big lie is in fact a lie. I did read an encouraging article in Epoch Times, dated September 21, And the headline is Grassroots Election Integrity Movement Sweeps Battleground States. And it's exactly what you say. Cleta Mitchell and some other folks running something called the Election Integrity Network have tried to go in and clean up some of this mess and train people to be poll workers, watch what's happening very closely, and be more on guard, if you will, than we were in 2020. I hope it works, but I think we need absolute total vigilance on this. If the Democrats can't steal elections, they will. And we can't just win with 50.1% of the vote. We've got to win beyond the margin of fraud. So it makes life harder for us, but it's a challenge we have to meet. If not, this country's going to slide away from us and lapse into complete socialism.
Well, and to your point, for conservatives, it's worth it. I mean, we know what's before us and what needs to be done, and you've got to be committed to the good fight, because the fact of the matter is they're committed to their end, and we already know what they were willing to do. And this wasn't, this shouldn't have been a surprise, because this is what they've been doing all along, and they've been able to get away with it. COVID just opened the door to more rampant, fraudulent activity. And for the sake of this republic, it takes reasonable, conservatives, DeRoy, to fight and resist against this kind of manipulation and lying and cheating. I do want to address this article that you wrote about regarding Team Biden echoing East Germany on free speech. Break that down for us, because this is also part of the patina that we're dealing with in the midterm election, and that is this narrative and propaganda that is being doled out to us by not only the mainstream media, social media, but even the pollsters. They've all, they're all in their cabal to lead us to believe something different than what our eyes are telling us, in much the same way that they're trying to tell us that, inflation and the recession doesn't really exist.
Absolutely. Well, this is an article I wrote for Newsmax. It's on the website, Team Biden Echoes East Germany on Free Speech. And I just give multiple examples of very, very truly thuggish behavior on the part of Biden and Merrick Garland at the DOJ and the FBI. And the kind of activity we've seen over the last few months is something that you would expect to see under Erich Honecker in East Germany. The raid on Mar-a-Lago regarding these so-called classified documents. Who knows if they're classified or not? This should have been settled in court, not at gunpoint. Then you've got the FBI going after supporters of President Donald J. Trump and seizing their cell phones and breaking into their office, raiding their offices, et cetera. I count at least 9 different Trump allies who have had their cell phones taken from them, ranging from Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, an actual sitting member of the U.S. House. That seems like a violation of the separation of powers. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell. And then you try to figure out, and then also going after his attorneys. You've got people like Boris Epstein, John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani, Victoria Tensing. These are legal advisors. Now, I thought we had something in this country called attorney-client privilege. Well, that apparently has been thrown away unilaterally by Biden and company. And they've gone after those folks and taken their phones, which I'm sure have privileged information between them as attorneys and Trump as their client. And then you discover Tucker Carlson unveiled this. The subpoenas that have been handed out include, among other things, investigating, quote, any claim that the vice president and or the president of the Senate had the authority to reject or choose not to count presidential electors, unquote. So apparently it's now a federal crime to claim that the vice president has this power. Now, this is very debatable. Some people think the vice president does have that power when the Electoral College votes are counted. Some people think that that power doesn't exist. Lawyers and legal scholars can debate this. We should debate this. According to the Department of Justice, if you believe that, the FBI needs to come in and take your cell phone from you. What on earth is that? In this country, I guess the First Amendment has been suspended under Comrade Joe Honecker.
Right. Well, if the case is that the vice president does not have authority to do that, why are they trying to make a law to against it? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, if that's not the case, why are we, recreating a wheel here?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. There is a law being debated. I think Congress has looked at it. I don't think they've voted on it yet. But essentially, it would codify the notion that the vice president only basically opens up the envelopes and reads what's in them, doesn't have any power to change anything. Well, as you say, if the power is not there, then why pass a law saying the power is not there? Right now, it's ambiguous. It's sort of in a gray area. And maybe we need to settle that gray area. Maybe we don't. But what the Department of Justice has said is if you are on one side of that gray area and says the VP has that power, you know, it's not just, okay, we disagree with you, let's have a discussion about this. It's, okay, we're going to send the FBI in and grab your cell phone and invade your house, invade your office, and take your papers. This is unconscionable. I mean, I could get up and say the Vice President of the United States has the power to set gasoline prices, so if you're paying too much for gas, call Kamala Harris and tell her to cut gas prices. Now, that's a pretty ridiculous claim, but under the First Amendment, I can claim that if I want. I may be totally wrong, and you can laugh at me and tell me I'm an idiot, but if I make a claim like that, that doesn't mean I should expect the FBI to come in and take my property and maybe put me in handcuffs because I made a claim that's not correct. So now we have now making claims against federal law. Excuse me, when was that law passed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it's absolute madness. And as you say, you know, the FBI continues to run amok. I mean, of course, you heard about this pastor who you got guns, I don't know, what, 25, 30 FBI, come in with guns to arrest a man in front of his wife, his seven kids, because he got an argument with a pro-lifer, and there's an accusation there, and they come after this guy full force, you know, and protecting, again, the interests of Planned Parenthood and pro-abortionists.
Correct. This is the case. Maybe this guy pushed a protester, and maybe shouldn't have done that. But you know, you settle that in either with a lawsuit or in local court. In fact, right. There was a court case on this. Apparently, the charges were thrown out. But despite that, and this man was allegedly screaming and yelling at the profanities at the son of the Catholic.
His 12-year-old son. Yeah,
I thought it was 5-year-old. But anyway, and he's thinking, basically, get out of our way, and he pushed him away. So anyway, yeah, all right, maybe that's some scuffle, and maybe the local cops get involved. We don't need 25 FBI agents intervening on this, especially when you've got something like, I think the number is 18 or so, crisis pregnancy centers that have been firebombed with Molotov cocktails. And this is yet another example of the political violence we see on the left. I have a piece on the American Spectator just now on the violence of, we see on the left. You know, Biden says, oh, the right is so violent, you know, violent MAGA Republicans. You know, it was not a Republican who ran over this young man, Kaler Ellingson, in North Dakota.
Exactly.
And killed him. He said he thought the young man was a Republican extremist. So I guess if you're a Republican extremist, it's okay to run you over with a truck. I guess that's the case now. And you look at just a couple days ago in Michigan, a woman was going door to door campaigning against this pro-abortion ballot measure. She got apparently into exchanged some words with somebody at this house, turned around, walked away, and as she's walking down the path to go back to the sidewalk, somebody stepped out and shot her in the shoulder. Now she survived,
exactly.
And thankfully wasn't killed.
Thank God.
But we see
right.
So many examples, as I point out in the American Spectator, of the violence of the left. You know, the political violence goes on is by the left against the right, and yet Biden gets up and screams that it's the right against the left. Again, more psychological projection from Comrade Joe Honaker.
Exactly. And it kind of, in a sense, gives an endorsement. I mean, it's a dog whistle to these people. This is what concerned us both, DeRoy, and we talked about this when the president, set aside half of the country and identified them as being semi-fascist. I mean, that is dangerous rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. It is. And Hillary Clinton followed that up by saying that, Trump is so divisive. He and his supporters are just like the Nazis. Excuse me? What?
Yeah.
Can you think of anything more divisive than calling people Nazis and saying the Trump rallies are like Nuremberg rallies and so on? These people are out of control. And they almost always engage. If they're screaming at us about something, it's because they themselves are doing it. And rather than just focusing on, okay, well, we have a different view on taxes, or here's our view on energy, it's ad hominem, it's nasty, it's ugly. And I think some people are unhinged, hear this sort of thing, and hear, oh, the Republicans are Nazis, I guess I should kill them. And
exactly.
More and more people are physically lashing out at us. There was a young man protesting against the squad, his speech in Massachusetts. He got beaten up. There's some pictures from the Massachusetts GOP of this guy all torn up. His face is badly, badly beaten, and he's probably got scars for life.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Well, Bill, thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final.